4NUE. Anybody out there for a radio check? Over.
No, we'll all be going home. N0TR.
N0TR, what's going on, Tom?
Getting ready to leave Lowe's. I heard you for a moment there earlier. I went down and got Bernice some big nails or some bricks she's put in front of the chicken pen. And the rain cometh, I mean, 5 minutes away.
Here at the deer camp trying to get this 2 meter 440 beam stuck up here by myself in the rain, and it's not, yeah, I got it up. Just, can you give me any indication what's going on with it?
No other way to describe it. It's absolutely perfect, buddy.
Got my tuner out and got it. Got the SWR down low as I can go. I can't go any lower, and got it positioned by hand for now. Trying to get through this exercise for the weekend, and just got it up there temporarily.
I heard that lady say something about Aries. What frequency is that on, Chad? I might be able to hear it. I think I might have tried it once, but I just couldn't make it up there. I guess I could fix that where I could if I had a beam. I gave 3 beams away to Gary a long time ago, before EEY. I didn't think I'd ever use them. And I might not need one yet, but it's a thought. Where's it at, straight north of you?
Frequency you can monitor will be the SC Heart repeater system this weekend. There'll be some traffic up on that. You can monitor there. It might be some HF activity in the state, I'm not aware of the frequencies as of yet.
Oh, I can get SC Heart. It just hadn't been on a while. I know the gentleman there, but I can't remember his call sign now, but he was fine, I think, but you'd have to want my old memory there, champ.
Excuse me. As that goes, just monitor the SC Heart. I'm not sure which one to monitor. I got to look all that up. And I got to get back with one of my club members, too, after I get all that figured out. So, at any rate, let me get on. It's lightning pretty bad up here. I'm going to unplug this antenna and wait for this thing to pass. KO4NUE and N0TR. I'll be clear on your final, Tom.
Yep, that's a good idea, Chad. Oh, Billy was his name, and he's the administrator, I think, of the SC Heart system, and it's a fantastic system, and so is he. Anyway, 73, Chad, say hello to wife, and we'll talk to you later. KO4NUE and 0TR clear.
7LT for signal report.
LT, let me turn my radio down here. Give me another brief chat there, and I'll give you a little better evaluation. This is N0TR. My name's Tom.
N0TR, AD7LT, Alpha Delta 7, Lima Tango. Yeah, I just found an old collapsible telescopic antenna for 2 meters, and I found a SMA connector that I can connect it to this ID52A, so I was hoping to have a little bit better signal out, this 87LT.
87LT and 0TR. You're fine business on your signal. There's a teeny, teeny, tiny bit of popping. You could be hugging the mic just a little bit with a little bit too much deviation or modulation, if you want to call it. Other than that, it's pretty much perfect.
87LT. Yeah, you're probably right. I'm probably overdriving it. Let me give you a little count here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1,
87LT, or? Mine's Tom, and I've talked to you before, but your signal's just about as perfect as you can get, and there is some lightning and rain coming in here near Greer right now. It's, my buddy up north said it was pretty intense up there near Pickens. but yet start to rain up here on Highway 101.
Yeah, Tom, this is Dan, Delta Alpha November, and the call again is Alpha Delta 7 Lima Tango, Alpha Delta 7 Lima Tango, portable 4 out of the basement. Go ahead.
87LT, that might be a good place to be, Dan. they wasn't forecasting anything severe, but I just talked to KL4NUE, and he said he's getting a lot of lightning up there at the deer camp. But it will be raining here momentarily, I'm sure of that. I'm seeing a few sprinkles on the windshield. They said it had done some damage, but was south of us and west of us as usual, and wasn't expected to be severe here. But you never know. Only Mother Nature knows, Dan.
N0TR, 87LT. Well, sounds good, Tom. It's always a pleasure to find you down the log, or as some of us now say, who operate digital, we down the waterfall. I went ahead and picked me up one of these little ID 52 Alpha ICOMs. I think eventually I probably will try to put it on the air on digital mode, but for now, it seems to be working fine. It's a handy little thing. I do miss the DTMF pad on the front, but I know ICOM is coming out, just announced today, as a matter of fact, a new T10 that's just your old basic 2-meter 440 dual bander, and looks like it'd be a pretty good little club radio for, APRS and stuff like that. Anyway, I won't hold you. I've got to disconnect some antennas here on the low band and get ready for this thunderstorm. N0TR, just tie the ribbons on it. This is AD7LT, portable 4.
Business sounds like a good plan. They must have had a bad wreck up here near Lake Cunningham, if anybody's listening on Highway 101. It's blocked still, and it has to be near an hour now. They come down that hill past that tiny community, and there's an intersection there, and so if somebody got hit, it was probably at a high rate of speed. So I'm going to plan B, and I made a 180-degree turn, and going to get back to the Rouse house in the other direction. Have a good day, Dan, and a safe day. 87LT and 0TR clear.
TR sign, this is 87LT. Yeah, you be careful out there. My son's an EMT first responder, works for Greenville County. He's off for a long weekend after working all last weekend, so I'm glad he's not going to be out in the mist. But he's had quite a first quarter of the year working for Greenville County. N0TR, 87LT clear.